Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study Luke 12 and 15, and he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possession." It's hard to be content sometimes because there's so much we can buy. We can buy a new laptop, home, car, cell phone, anything. We can buy anything, and the list goes on. But what should we do when we have all these desires? Do we go and buy these items? Should we save our money? Should we be content? What should we do? And in the Bible, it tells us to be content. They stress it, not in just one, but in a few verses. But in this day and age, there's so much we can buy if we go out. And no, I'm not going to talk to you about finances. No, the Holy Spirit wants to talk about being content. Ecclesiastes 5 and 10 says this, "Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless." It says this here, which I know from personal experience, that when I loved money, it wasn't enough. When I loved the amount I had, I never was satisfied. All this was meaningless. And right then and there, no, it didn't look like it. It didn't look like it was meaningless. It didn't feel like it was meaningless. It felt fulfilling. But when I really think about it, I look back on it, I wasn't satisfied. I thought I was, but I wasn't, because what I needed was Jesus, and I didn't have that. I had a nice car. I had a nice apartment. I had a lot of money, but it didn't complete me. And some people say, well, if I have $1,000 or $1 million, I'd be good. I'd be happy. And you won't. You won't be content. You won't feel happy. No matter how much I fulfilled my apartment with things, no matter how much I filled my pocket, I still wasn't content, because that's not what life is about. That's not what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about Jesus. When we find him, we learn to be content about anything, with money and without it. Philippians 4:11-13 says this, "Now that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I'm in to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every situation, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Now, Paul says a lot here. He says, "I learned to be content in any situation." He didn't let anything bother him because he had Jesus. He goes on to say, "I have been in the lowest of my life. I've had plenty to eat. I even had nothing. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me." And a lot of us find strength in stuff. And we buy a lot of stuff. And we find strength in money. And we have a lot of money in our account. But do we depend on Jesus? I've depended on people only to be let down. I depended on love to make me whole. And it didn't help me either. But when we truly give everything to God, and we realize that we don't need anyone but the Holy Spirit. When we walk in the Holy Spirit, we walk in the light of the Lord. We come to terms that nothing in this earth can make us happy. We can plan and buy anything we want, because it's our life. But if we really think about it and take a minute to think about it, how do we want our life fulfilled? Do we want to be fulfilled with things or fulfilled with God? So today, if you're struggling with being content, if you're struggling with finding peace, ask God to show you what you need to let go so you can be content. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to help us be content. Help us look past the things that we want, look past the things that we desire, and be content with what we have. Be content with what you've given us. Father God, if we're not content, show us what's making us not content. Show us the people that's around us that's causing us to want more. Father God, help us to desire a relationship with you. Help us to want a relationship with you. Help us to want more knowledge, more wisdom. Help us to want things of the Spirit and not things of this world, because the things of this world will fade. But Father God, we thank you for everything. We actually forgive us if we offended the Holy Spirit. Forgive us if we've done anything that we didn't know we have done. Father God, give us strength to make it through the day, because we need to depend on you. Father God, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Father God, we thank you for waking us up in the morning, letting us see another day. We thank you for the favor you've given us, Father God, and the many blessings you have bestowed upon our life. Father God, we ask you to help us to be kind, help us to be compassionate, Father God. Help us to let go of bitterness and malice, Father God. Help us to treat people the way we want to be treated. And most of all, Father God, if our soul's not saved, show us, Father God. Father God, help our soul to be saved. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.